Elsid was really pleased to have hosted the Labour in the World International Hustings with the Young Fabians, CIRA and Cooperative Youth. It's a great event, over 400 people there. We were really pleased to see the strong commitment to international development from all the candidates, just as we've seen in our video interviews with them. In particular, all came out in favour of the Robin Hood tax, with Ed Miliband citing a recent IMF report in favour of the tax as evidence that it was not only the morally right thing to do, but also credible and realistic as well. Diane led the tributes to Gordon Brown and the leadership he had shown not only in the UK in creating DFID and making it a world-leading department, but also on the global stage as well, and praised the role that the Labour government had done in rallying other countries to take action. All of the candidates contrast this strongly with the coalition so far, both in fudging the 0.7% promise and showing a complete lack of leadership on the global stage. We should be proud of what we achieved, David Miliband saying that people are alive today because of what we did together. Ed Balls praising the way that during the Make Poverty History campaign, people campaigning on poverty worked together with the government. On climate change, Ed Miliband spoke of the difference he had seen UK aid making to the lives of people in Bangladesh and elsewhere already affected by climate change. And he rubbished the idea that this was the greenest government ever and called on them to show much greater leadership and stand up to countries like the US. Andy and Diane both made a really salient point about the climate change movement, that it shouldn't just be a middle class issue and we should reach out and involve diaspora communities as well. All in all, a really fantastic event, really pleased to have done it, and we're looking forward to a conference where we'll be there with our t-shirts and clipboards signing more people up to LSID.